So what is the new country of origin labelling scheme?
The new country of origin labelling's been in the makings for a while, but it's just recently come to effect at the start of July. So it was a result of a large consultation process by the Australian government, whereby they've decided to have a front-of-pack labelling scheme which shows the proportion of goods which are made in Australia. Now, that replaces the previous scheme, which was widely panned by consumers as being confusing, where they had a lot of wording. Right now, it's a clear graphic, and it will have the Australian-made kangaroo logo as a proportion of goods that are grown or produced in Australia. So it's a much clearer system. Currently, a two-year transition period, so we'll start to see it 1st of July appearing on packs. By the end of the next 2 years, it'll be in place across a wide variety of supermarket products.
Now, do you think these changes are going to go a long way in helping to develop the scheme?
I think they will, and I think what they're actually going to do is increase the use of Australian fresh produce in a lot of commodities such as frozen vegetables, where our consumers have been telling us that they really want to buy Australian, and I think they will be able to buy Australian with this new scheme. And what we're hoping is that the companies that process using overseas vegetables will start to rethink their sourcing and source from local products.
So might there be further reforms and improvements looking into the future a bit?
I think the big reform, and it's one that we were pushing for as part of the process but didn't get through, is to show where the remaining produce is from, whether it's China or a comparable country like Europe. You know, consumers want to know where the produce is from. We had that issues with the berries and the hepatitis scare we had roughly a year and a half ago, where berries were coming in from China. Consumers also want to know not only what the Australian component is, but also the other countries from which these companies are sourcing their produce.
Is this going to have an effect on Australian production sales, and is there a kickback from that?
It may have an effect. I think the most likely effect will be that the companies sourcing produce for frozen vegetables will start to think about sourcing a lot more Australian products, because we think the consumer power will win in the end. And for things like tinned vegetables, tinned tomatoes, there'd be a lot more sourcing from local farmers in areas like Shepparton, rather than bringing over the Italian product that we have there on the shelves at the moment.
Thank you. That was Jordan Brooke Barnett, and I'm Isaac McIntyre from the Australian Rural Communication Network.